The story you're about to hear can be found in the book of Numbers, chapter 22, verses 22 through 31. God's anger was kindled because Balaam went with them, and the angel of the Lord took his stand in the way as his adversary. Now he was riding on the donkey, and his two servants were with him. And the donkey saw the angel of the Lord standing in the road with a drawn sword in his hand. And the donkey turned aside out of the road and went into the field, and Balaam struck the donkey to turn her into the road. Then the angel of the Lord stood in a narrow path between the vineyards with a wall on either side. And when the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, she pushed against the wall and pressed Balaam's foot against the wall. So he struck her again. Then the angel of the Lord went ahead and stood in a narrow place where there was no way to turn either to the right or to the left. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, she lay down under Balaam. And Balaam's anger was kindled, and he struck the donkey with his staff. Then the Lord opened the mouth of the donkey, and she said to Balaam, "What have I done to you that you have struck me these three times?" And Balaam said to the donkey, "Because you have made a fool of me. I wish I had a sword in my hand, for then I would kill you." And the donkey said to Balaam, "Am I not your donkey, on which you have ridden all your life long to this day? Is it my habit to treat you this way?" And he said, "No." Then the Lord opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way with his drawn sword in his hand, and he bowed down and fell on his face.
Nobody in the story is fazed by the fact that the donkey starts talking.
So Shrek is actually biblical.
What did the donkey sound like, you think? Whose voice does the donkey have?
Well, I can only think of Eddie Murphy because of Shrek, but I don't think that's what she sounded like because it was a girl, so that's why.
Right. Maybe you shouldn't answer that question either, because if it's somebody that you know, then they will hear that you think of them as a donkey.
My name's May.
And I'm Eric. And this is Too Long, Didn't Read.
Too Long, Didn't Read is an irreverent look at a reverent book. It's a podcast about the Bible. This season, we're uncovering the Bible stories you didn't learn in preschool. These aren't cute. There aren't coloring pages for them. They're violent, weird, scandalous. And they're part of the Bible for a reason. Wonder why? So do we.
Today on Too Long Didn't Read, a mercenary prophet gets into an argument with a pack animal and mixes religion and money with dire consequences. This is the story of Balaam and the donkey.
I wish, with my next 5 birthday candle wishes, that I get to see an animal talk. Preferably a dog.
You've seen those videos of, like, the screaming sheep, right? Does that count? Is that anywhere close?
It doesn't satisfy me.
All right.
There has got to be something before this.
Yes.
So where was Balaam going that God wanted to stop him 3 times with an angel?
So Balaam was this enchanter, soothsayer.
Uh-huh.
Like this guy was known for being somebody who could tell the future, could, you know, bless and curse, and had some sort of what was thought otherworldly power.
That's why he wasn't scared of a talking donkey.
Probably, actually. That's not far off. This is after Moses and the Israelites leave Egypt and cross the Red Sea and Charlton Heston and all of that stuff. But it's way before King David and way, way, way before Jesus and anything that happens in the later parts of the Bible. This is right around the time that the nation of Israel is crossing over into the land that God had promised them. Moab was one of the countries, one of the peoples that lived in the land, kind of saw this, you know, influx, this horde of the Israelites coming into the land, and were trying to protect themselves. So Balak, the king of Moab, says, I know what I'll do. I'll go get this fortune teller and have him come curse them so that they'll be unsuccessful.
Is this before or after the fat king?
This is before Ehud and the fat king.
Okay.
So that all happens once they're fully in the land.
Okay.
So Balak sends, you know, some of his lackeys over to Balaam. Here, we'll give you money. Come curse these people. It's not clear in the Bible. It gives you the impression of Balaam being somebody who knew of Israel's God as a god, but he wasn't necessarily a worshiper just of him or you know, was dedicated solely to God. But, like, he wasn't unfamiliar either. So God himself shows up to Balaam and says, don't go with him. You know, so he gets up the next morning, sends them away. You know, they go to Balak. Balak sends them back with more money. God comes in and meets him again and says, you can go with them. And it almost gives this undercurrent of, I'm not super excited that you asked me again, but you can go, only do what I tell you to do. Balaam gets up the next morning and he sets off and goes with them back to Moab. On that journey to Moab is when the whole story happens with the donkey and the angel and all this sort of thing. That story culminates in the angel saying, you know, kind of reiterating the message from the night before of, you can go, but only do what I tell you to do. Mm. It almost gives you the impression of Balaam, you know, and knowing what his, how he made his money, would have been more than happy to do almost any cursing or blessing if the price is right. And God is reminding him in a little bit forceful style here, remember, only do what I tell you to do. They eventually do make it back to Moab. What gets interesting is if you read a little farther down in the story, Balaam also almost kind of gets set up to do his thing. And when he tries to speak, the only things that will come out of his mouth towards the nation of Israel are blessings. Hmm. It's like, even if he'd wanted to, you know, God's like, nope, you're going to use my words now.
Does he live then? Because I'm thinking the king is not happy with that.
The king is not happy. He's mad at Balaam, but doesn't completely blame Balaam for the inability, his inability to curse them. So, like, for whatever reason, his wrath doesn't come down on Balaam. You know, if you read farther in the story, they find another way around it. You know, a few chapters later, you come to find out that the king of Moab realizes that, okay, cursing these people isn't going to work. He sends some of the women of his nation to go and hang around these Israelite cities, entice the men to sleep with them and marry them and intermarry and whatnot, and then start to persuade them to start worshiping other gods. He's going for survival by subterfuge, basically.
So Balaam doesn't have this grand change of heart, necessarily.
No. And in fact, this whole plot was suggested by Balaam. It's almost as if Balaam and Balak had a conversation. He says, look, I've done all I can do. This is beyond my power. I can't curse them. But where divine power won't work, temptation probably will. Just send in the women, you know.
Hmm. Is this the only time animals talk in the Bible?
Well, there was one time at the very beginning.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Ugh, what a snake.
Right? You always get to ask me this question. It's my turn. Why do you think this story's in the Bible?
I can see reasons why the story of God showing his power is in the Bible and God not allowing his people to be cursed. Like the idea of God as a protector, God as powerful, all that makes sense to me. I can't figure out where the talking donkey figures into it, except that sometimes God just does weird, spectacular things. Apparently God has a sense of humor.
Oh, yeah. There's something ironic about God using a donkey to talk to a guy who's probably being somewhat stubborn about the course of action that he wants to take.
I see what you're doing there. Sometimes you make a joke and I don't get it until 2 minutes later. But this one, I understood it right away.
Great. That's good. I'm becoming more relevant, maybe. That'll be good.
I'm getting smarter. It is really cool to recognize that God said the Israelites were going to be blessed, and that was end of story, mm-hmm. Period. Nothing was going to change that. Yeah. And even though, maybe most powerful king around was demanding it, and this person with special powers was trying to do it, it wasn't going to happen. God said they were blessed, so they would be blessed. Yeah. Done.
Yeah. It's also interesting how Balaam kind of becomes this archetypical false prophet. You know, in later parts of the Bible, especially even in the New Testament, interestingly, he's not necessarily super anti-Israel himself. He's kind of ambivalent. He's in it for the money. But because he has this pattern, as we see from later, you know, later on in his story, of avoiding the instructions of God and not obeying and kind of wanting to do his own thing and trying to amass power and wealth for himself, he, in essence, becomes this example, you know, that's used later of don't be like Balaam, who heard from God and then didn't obey and didn't respond. And, you know, it's almost kind of a watch out of like, you don't have to be explicitly anti-God or anti-God's people or anti what God is doing to be disobedient. Disobedience much more often looks like ambivalence and I'm going to do my own thing. And I kind of want what I want, you know, That's the hallmark of Balaam's character.
You ready for a mansplain session?
I'm so ready.
Here's how I understand this. Moab was a big, powerful country. They wanted the Israelites to go down in flames. Mm-hmm. So they hire this guy with some special voodoo power to curse and bless people. Only they say, all curses please, no blessing. The guy says, yeah, I'll do it for a little cha-ching, cha-ching, ching. They say, okay. So this guy Balaam is going to Moab to curse the Israelites, riding on a donkey. The donkey tries to turn around or stop this journey from happening three times because, unbeknownst to Balaam, the donkey sees an angel in the middle of the road. Balaam doesn't see it. He starts hitting the donkey because he thinks it's just being a donkey. And the donkey talks, asks why it's whipping it, which is hilarious. And then Balaam sees the angel. He continues on and is not able to curse the Israelites. He is only able to bless them. And so everything that God said would happen actually happens. And plus, we get to have a talking donkey.
But definitely don't take our word for it. You can read the story yourself in Numbers 22 to 25, and then the end of Balaam's story later on in Numbers 31. We'd love to hear your thoughts on this story, especially if this is the first time you've ever heard it. Send your thoughts to podcast@crossroads.net.
Also, special thanks to our friend Jacob Durbin for the original music. Find more music from his band Flying Things on iTunes or Spotify. Too Long Didn't Read is a production of Crossroads Church in Cincinnati, Ohio.
What if every time a donkey wasn't moving, it was because there was an angel around?